Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Come on! Come on! Yeah! Hey, Cheryl, hit him with some background vocals, baby. That's it. That's it. Come on! From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be. Especially when I'm hanging home alone. Creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Just clap your hands. Come on! When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on! Come on! Yeah! When I start something new, you know it's on. Like brunch in the basement with Javon. Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now.
Tell me who flopped, who copped the blue drop, who jewels got dropped, who's mostly Doji down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no tear deep, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Boom, yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
Like this, that. dangerous on Trizak. Leave you with Trizak.
In the basement, and I thank you so much for having brunch in the basement with me. Somebody holler if you can hear me. I'm just happy to have this show. This is my first time. I got Maggie Law in Florida right now, in Jayville, who's helping me out with the technical difficulties that I'm already experiencing, but you know, it's all good. We make it happen. Right now, I'm going to go to my first caller. Your last four digits are 0311. What's your name and where you calling from?
I think you know who I am. This is Basic.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Basic?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Yo, I know I really got to get you in the basement. We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, I know. I know. Isn't it great? I'm glad you're doing your thing, though. I'm so happy.
That's all right. You know, I'm thank you very much, and I'm glad that you're doing your thing too.
Yeah.
What's going on? Good. You sending me some tracks?
Yes, I know. I know. I got that email. You know how it is. You know, musicians always doing something. I will be sending you the tracks. You know, I'm working on my own stuff now, in addition to Disco Basic. You know, which that's a shameless plug. You know how that goes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. For everybody that's listening, Basic is a bad-ass bass player. So, you know, look out for her and her stuff, her music. Just let me know what's going on, and we will support you here
in
the basement. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Doing.
All right, baby. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. I'm just trying out different things because I don't know what I'm doing. People are asking me why a radio show, what's going to be on the radio show and all this other stuff. It is what it is. You know, I just do whatever it is that calls to me. This is a way for me to connect with all my fabulous Facebook friends, all my social networking friends. I want to give you all a big shout out, because when I'm lonely here in the basement, y'all are the ones that keep me company. So big ups to all my Facebook friends. And I believe we have another caller. Your last four digits are 4348.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, 4348? What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Okay, you shy, so that's okay. Just keep holding on. Right now I'm gonna play cricket because I'm just, you know, going there. Anyway, I wanted to start the show off by letting y'all know how I feel, and what's going on with me. I'm feeling pretty good. This is not going to be just a talk show. This is going to be music. This is going to be interactive. So please like the page In the Basement with Javon. As soon as I get my nerves together, I will be posting pictures. Later on,
in the show, we will have a special guest, the Archbishop Carl Bean, who, as most of you probably already know, is the founder of Unity Fellowship Church Movement, and I'm so excited about that. That man, for his yes, has allowed me to say yes, and he's just an amazing, wonderfully supportive, beautiful spirit, and I thank him in advance for being a vessel. Right now, I'm feeling good. Hope you are too. So let's go with this.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
Your last four digits are 9041.
Hey, this is Minister DJ from Unity, Philadelphia.
All right, Unity is in the house. That's what's up. How are you?
I'm good. Philly in the house. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo, Philly. I love Philly. I love being out there. I love the music. You got to be holding it down with the music. I love the choir. How you doing?
I'm good. Just calling in to support your show. Wishing you the best of luck and much success as you begin this new journey.
Thank you so much. I hope you hold on and hang out because the Archbishop will be here with us this afternoon. So, please.
All right, I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, let everybody know. Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting. I put it all over Facebook.
And thank you so much. I appreciate you, Kua Hunt. And you can call back in later when the Archbishop is on, too.
I will.
Say hi, you know?
I will. Have a great show.
Thank you, sweetie.
Peace.
Let me know how I'm doing. Peace.
All right.
I'm going to take one more caller. 0591, you're on.
Yeah, Javon, this is Gil on behalf of Pylander Pop Attorney Incorporated. I want to wish you the best. Praise God, you're doing big things, and I'm here to support you. I know you shot. I know you knew I wasn't going to make it in, but I'm surprising you.
Yo, man. Yo, I'm like, you can't make me speechless when I'm doing a radio show, because you can't see my face, man.
I wanted to surprise you. I knew you. I was probably the last person you thought would call in.
I'm shocked, but you know what? Then again, I feel not that shocked as I'm starting to come down a little bit, because you always support, man. You support not only me, but you and the bros support the community, not just the LGBT community, but the whole community, which means the world. Because that's how far you support. So I appreciate you. I love you. Please keep listening. Let me know how I'm doing and call back anytime.
I will. I love you too. And I pray God bless you and cover you throughout your journey.
Thank you. What's the brother up to right now?
Well, right now, you know, the weather and everything's going on. We did our Christmas thing and our Thanksgiving thing. So I know Kim Attic, you know, she's a chef. She's doing a food bank to help feed the hungry people. So we'll be doing a lot of things coming up once the weather breaks. You know, as far as, like you said, with the community and stuff like that, we're looking forward to doing a lot of other things, especially with Reverend Alicia. She's back in town, praise God. So
yeah.
We look forward to, you know, doing a lot of things in the community to uplift us, you know, to be here for us. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling, a lot of people going through, you know, and you never know. People are suffering silently. So, you know, we want to keep our community in prayer, you know, losing these lives, you know, of course, you know, with the deaths and the tragic deaths and shooters in Newark and stuff like that, and get close to home. So we need to keep our community in prayer, you know, and you know, like they say, it takes a community to build a community, you know. We need to you know, help out more, you know, because we suffering.
Yep. No lie, bro. No lie. So, you know, not only me, but I'm sure everybody appreciates all that y'all been doing. Big things. We need you. Never stop. Sometimes I know it's not easy, but, you know, it's needed. It's necessary. You're necessary. So your yes means the world to me. And big ups to you.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm trying to make it in the basement. You know, one day maybe I'll make it in the basement.
That's right. We gotta get you in the basement, man. This is the first step. This is it right here. So
I love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
That's what's up. And you do the same and keep me updated on what you're doing so we can let everybody know.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Bye bye.
I want to thank everybody who does any service in the community. And now that we're talking about the community, I want to give you a fabulous journalist, an author, and one of the nicest human beings that I know. What's going on with Nathan James?
Right on. And now what's going on with Nathan James?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. As everyone knows by now, the Winter Olympics in the Russian Black Sea resort city of Sochi are well underway, and there is a considerable amount of controversy over the treatment of the LGBT community in the former Soviet Union. The Russian Parliament last summer passed a very harsh law called the Anti-Gay Propaganda Act, which outlaws such things as discussing even LGBT rights in the presence of minors, making displays of support for the LGBT community, or public displays of LGBT. Drew closer and closer to their start date, the International Olympic Committee, they would not tolerate any displays in defiance of the Russian law. In response to this, President Obama sent a very clear and unequivocal message to the Russian Federation by including three gay or lesbian athletes in the U.S. Olympic delegation, including Billie Jean King, the former Olympian and tennis great, figure skater Brian Boitano, Olympic hockey player Caitlin Cahill. These and other representatives of the United States joined with former Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano in heading the delegation, while President Obama himself declined to attend, the first time in 14 years that an American president has not attended the Games. This is seen as a very strong diplomatic message to President Putin, and President Obama further backed support for the LGBT community by telling Bob Costas on NBC Sports that there is no doubt we wanted to make it very clear that we do not abide by discrimination in anything, including discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. One of the wonderful things about the Olympics is that you are judged by your merit, how good you are regardless of where you come from, what you look like, who you love, and that I think is consistent with the spirit of the Olympics. In other news this week, what's going on? There was a two-day tete-a-tete between CNN's Piers Morgan and transgender author and journalist Janet Mock. Janet Mock appeared on Piers Morgan Live to promote her new book, which is entitled Redefining Realness. But instead of a discussion about the book, the two-day sequence devolved into a social media battle between Janet Mock and Piers Morgan. Janet Mock felt that Piers Morgan's line of questioning, which turned towards her transition into a trans woman and in which she was described as being a boy until age 18, caused a firestorm of criticism amongst the trans community, and a Twitter war took place overnight when there was a harsh exchange between Morgan and Janet Mock. Janet Mock was re-invited onto the show the following day to explain to Piers Morgan why she felt he was sensationalizing her life, and it was followed by a fiercely transphobic panel that did not include any transgender representatives. The controversy continues over the depiction of transgender individuals in contemporary media. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Hey, Nathan, thank you so much. How's everybody feeling? I hope you're feeling happy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy.
Clap along.
by Pharrell Williams. I love that jam. It just makes me want to dance. It makes me actually feel happy. Speaking of happy, I'm happy to see that the call, the switchboard is lit up. I'm happy that my partner, Cheryl Barclay, is sitting right here next to me. She's massaging my shoulders. She's saying, are you okay? Are you doing? Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Yeah, she's hanging out with me to make sure I don't faint or something, I guess. And then eventually, you know, she'll be like, okay, you got this, right? I guess. But I like when she's sitting here with me. I want to thank again Maggie Love, Nathan James, and Mika Ray, who will be coming up shortly, for also supporting me. And Maggie, if you're there, can you come on? Maggie Love?
Yes, 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 I am here.
That's what's up. She's always there and ready. Please, please, please talk about Get Lifted Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. Well, it's morning / almost afternoon. I guess that's why it's Brunch in the Basement with Javon. How's everyone doing? I just want to say thank you to all the callers and the people in the chat room and everyone who has shared this event on Facebook. Like, I pay attention to a lot. I'm a social media guru as far as networking and making sure the word gets out there. And I just want to say that, Javon, obviously you have a really huge following, so thank you for wanting to be a part of Get Lifted Radio. Get Lifted Radio is just another addition to my Get Lifted Entertainment that I started 2 years ago. It was actually started as a social media marketing, and I had an artist from Orlando that was looking for management that just kept hounding me and hounding me, International Rob Beast. Shameless plug, sorry. but anyway, you know, so with that being said, long story short, I just wanted to create and be another addition to unsigned independent artists. So I'm very shy as far as hosting and things like that. And this has really brought me out of my shell and helped me develop as well as a manager. So Get Lifted Radio was just something that I was asked to do a long time ago. I kept saying, no, that's not my avenue. And I was like, you know what, I'm being selfish because things were shared with me that I didn't know about and avenues have been shared with my artists. So I'm like, how could I not do this? I do have the time at least one day out of the week. So I started Turn It Up Tuesdays, which I do that every Tuesday. I host an independent artist show. I play nothing but independent artists. I interview indie artists. And when I say independent artists, I mean unsigned artists as well, just as long as they haven't crossed over to that threshold of being quote-unquote mainstream. My goal is really just to help artists understand the importance of pretty much maximizing your reach with as many small avenues like this as possible, because these small avenues lead to really big things. And I know that personally because, you know, again, I manage artists. So that's how Get Lifted Radio came about. I took a break for myself in December and January, and what I did was I put it out there to have other individuals who were looking for a platform of a radio show. I don't have 7 days a week to do a show every day, so I said, hey, let me market it and see if there's other individuals out there who need a platform. I have the days. I already pay for this, you know, so I want to utilize it to the best of my abilities as long as helping other individuals as well. So that's when you and I were connected by Yashika Walker. Shout out to Yashika. you know, so here we are. There's another show that's going to be coming aboard of Get Lifted Radio on Sundays. It's going to be a poetry show by a young lady. Her name is Taryn, but she's known as Love Reigns the Poet. She's going to be bringing that here within late February, early March. So far we'll have 3 different shows. There's other days open. If anybody's interested out there listening, you know anyone or yourself, the days that we will have open for other shows up to 2 hours is Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So if you're anyone that's interested, You can contact me on Facebook, Maggie Love, M-A-G-I-L-O-V-E. Twitter, I am Maggie Love, and I'll respond.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I don't think I'll be doing another night, not until I feel much better about today. I'm saying this is some nerve-wracking stuff, but it also feels a little good because I like to, you know, I like to feel my audience. I can't see y'all, but I can kind of feel y'all. I just need to feel the vibe. And thank you so much, Maggie Love, because, you know, if you're going to host something like this, you got to be really into it. And like I tell you on the, you know, between you and I feel your passion. I feel it all the time. So just thank you so much. And let's keep going with the show.
All right. Hi, Cheryl. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye. Hey, how are you?
Nice meeting you. Talk to you guys
nice
later.
You too. Okay.
All right. Caller 7621. You are on in the basement with Javon. Brunch in the basement. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Who is this?
It's Henry. It's Henry from Philly.
Henry.
Jamie, I love.
Is this my favorite?
Hey, I'd like to wish you continued success on your new venture. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
And to all your guests here today, welcome. And first of all, I guess Bishop Bean isn't on yet, but, you know, I just can't say enough for him being a caring and awesome individual to spread much-needed messages of love and acceptance. And Miss Ray, the G-spot, I'd like to know more about her, and Mr. Bean that just previously left off. Coming from a activist background, I applaud him.
Right. That's Nathan James. So thank you so much. We've been Facebook friends for a while, right?
I would say yes, yes. And I can't wait to really meet you guys in person, but this is close enough. But now,
yeah, you know, now I feel good because now I'm getting to meet some of my Facebook friends sort of personally. So, and I love hearing your voice because now it puts a voice to the face and the pics and the likes. So thank you so much.
Yes. And I'm under the weather. I don't know. I came down with this nasal and all this stuff, but I was like, I'm calling in because I'm excited. And when I say I'm going to do something, you know, I try to make my word be my promise. So here I am.
Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. And please feel better and keep listening. Let me know how I'm doing.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will. And I'm going to stay tuned. And, you know, I know you got a lot of callers, so I'm not going to take up too much time. But, you know, bless you and all that you're doing and all your callers, you know, that are spreading love and a lot of giving from their lives. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. I kind of cut you off right before I heard your bye. yes, I want to thank all of the callers. There's a nice long line of callers waiting, and I want to get to everybody, but as you know, I actually set up a lot of things for the show. And I wanted to, since we're just talking to somebody from Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, every Saturday morning I post a Say It Plain Saturday segment. So throughout the course of the show, any time that if I see that you're holding on and I say, hey, caller, and you just want to say it plain, just say it plain. Say, I'm saying it plain, and then say your say it plain. So you can call throughout the show, okay? And that's how that's going to go. I just, you know, I think it's better. There's more room out than in. The only rule with say it plain is that you don't mention anyone's name because we don't want this to be a place where people's feelings get hurt. Even if you want to say it plain about something nice, about, you know, I've been crushing on you for years, I don't want you to put it out there who it is. I just want you to say it, you know? So with that being said, I'm going to go to the next caller. 7340, you're on.
Congratulations. So I'm going to speak on a personal behalf of Peggy Miller and NMB Models. We wish you the best. We support you, and we're looking forward to all that you're doing. You're a great asset to the community, and keep on doing great things. It's your season, and you're due.
Thank you so much, Peggy. I love you so much, man. You know that, though, right?
I love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
And you, too. And Gigi. Ms.
Yes.
Gigi, Divalicious, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so proud of you, Giovanni. This is definitely what you've been looking for so many years, and I'm just so blessed to be a part of your life and to see your journey.
I love you, girl. Stop it.
I love you more.
And your children. You have some of the most beautiful children I've ever met, even though they're all grown now. Look at that. Now I'm dating myself. Right? Thank you both
Thank
for calling. I love you both. And kisses to all the misses and the misteriouses.
And Miss Mickey sends her love as well.
Yes, yes. Hey, check it out. Later on in the show, we're going to be playing one of Mickey's songs, so don't go too far.
I sure won't, baby. And we thank you, Javon. Thank you so much. And I wish you the best. You know that. I'm here
all
for
right.
you always.
Okay, baby. Right back at you. I love you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
All right, I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to play a little bit more music. Love ya. Who's going to be next? It looks like 3369, you're up.
Well, good morning, Javon. This is Minister Ron Struthers, Potashaw, representing Rana Lee Junior Center for Wellness, the Executive Board. We commend you on your accomplishment. We send love to you and Cheryl there. We are so proud of you. We thank you for supporting us as we continue to support you and your growth and your continued success. We love you, baby.
Thank you so much. I love you. I love Damon. I love everything that you do. And let everybody know something. When you are an indie artist, you need continued support. You need not only for people to tell you, oh, that's a great song, or oh, that's a great poem, but you need people to support you in terms of purchasing your product. And this brother on the phone right now, he not only purchases everything that Cheryl and I have put out, but he purchases multiple copies and shares it with other people. And I mean, you just can't imagine.
He buys tickets.
Just can't even imagine how much that means to an indie artist. It's not going to buy us a brand new house, but it's going to buy us confidence in continuing to give you the best that we can create. So I want to thank you. And not just for that, you know, on the personal tip, that's personal. What you mean to us, Cheryl and I, as a human being and as our friend and as our brother, that's one thing. But just, you know, the support. And I'm just putting a plug out there. If you enjoy indie artists and indie music, please support. Follow Brother Ron's example here. Thank you, Ron.
Amen. Well, I love you both and continued success. And you know I'm always here. I'm always supporting you, and I will always be there whenever I can. Whenever we can, Damon and I.
Yes, yes. Much love to you and your family.
Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Morgan.
Do you?
That was Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise. I don't care how many times I hear it. I love it. I love you too, Melissa Morgan, if you're listening. Yes, I do happen to know Melissa Morgan, and she's a beautiful, beautiful person. Right now I'm going to speak to another beautiful person, at least I hope it's a beautiful person, calling in from 7621. You're on the air. What's your name and where you from?
Jay-Z, it's Henry from Philly.
It's you again?
You got my number. Yes, yeah, me again.
What's up,
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, you want to hold on?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, baby, hold on. Going to take another caller. 0268. New York City, you on the air. What's your name and where you from? I mean, what you up to?
Good morning, Javon. How are you?
Oh, my God, I know this voice.
You hear it every single day, Javon. Hi, Cheryl. It's Kim Keisha.
Hi, Kim Keisha. What's up?
I love
nothing.
How you
doing? Good, Javon. Just bringing you love from your day job. You know we love you. We're so proud of you. We support you. You're everything to us.
Oh, wow. Gee, thank you, Kimmy. Listen, Kim, I'm glad that you called because some of the ladies out there might need your assistance. Just really briefly, and I'm telling y'all, I'm in my basement with Cheryl. Kim Keisha's not here. But I know that wherever you are right now, you're looking fabulous. Just
tell us
what are the accessories that you're wearing right now?
Javon, I'm getting ready to go dig out some snow, but when I come back, I'm going to assess the rise and things like that.
And what will you be wearing in the snow?
Some sweatpants and some earrings, maybe a little necklace to go with it, just because to me, it's a little plain. Javon, and just a little lip gloss, Javon, that's all.
A little lip gloss to go shovel the snow with your earrings in your... You know, okay, I got it, girl. I'm feeling you. You know I love you, Kimmy.
You are fine. Just so you know, and just so everyone knows, you share your talent with us in our day job, and we really appreciate it, Javon. And last night I got an email. You know what we're working on, and we got some really positive feedback. I'll share it with you on Monday. But just that, you know, we're raising a bar for our day job, and what we're doing, I'm sure other teams are going to want to get on board with it because, for me, it's like the first time I've ever seen this, and it's because of you that we took it to this level. So thank you for just taking my idea and just taking it and blowing it up because it's really awesome. It's really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Kevin. That was really, really encouraging, and it makes me maybe possibly want to do something like that again for our day job. And right now, we're not going to say what my day job is, but next week, I want you to call in and talk about it, and just don't mention that I work there. All right.
Gotcha, Javon. Glad we did. Have a good day. Cheryl, have a good day. Talk to y'all later.
Don't shovel too hard, honey.
Okay. I'm not. That's me. I'm not.
Right? No, Kim, you ain't going to break a nail. Stop it. I love you, girl.
I love you, too. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's really good when you can incorporate what you love to do with what you have to do. And, you know, that's really, really important and really, you know, essential for me because what I love to do is create and what I have to do is make money and pay mortgage so this lady sitting next to me won't kick me out the house. All right. Right now, we're going to go to call the 7218. Caller 7218, you're on the line?
That's me, Javon. That's Maggie.
Oh, sorry. I said, you know, because, look, I told you I would screw up, right?
I'm going to tell you a little trick.
You've been holding for a long time.
Okay. What happens is, although you've already spoken to us, it'll still keep us in the queue unless we hang up. You'll still see that question mark. So what I tend to do for myself is I write down the last four digits of those that I spoke to so that I don't, you know.
Yeah, and I got your number right in front of me. I just didn't look. So
it's okay. It's okay. It's the first time. It's the first time. Yeah. It's the first time.
Yeah, when I think about other first times, I think I did a little bit. And that's what,
no, you don't.
Thank you, sir. But, you know,
that's
I'm not
a whole nother, that's a whole nother episode. That's a conversation during the G-spot.
Yes, and that's exactly what's coming up after this next song, which is, what is the next song? Oh, the next song is... You're going to like this, Maggie. This is an indie artist named Naj.
Go on, baby, live your life. Live your life. Live your life.
Live your life.
Go on, baby, live your life. Oh.
I hope y'all enjoyed that. That's Naj. Naj has won like 1,000 Out Music Awards, and he's a very talented musician, and he is an indie artist. Please support him. You can find him on Twitter. You can find him on Facebook, iTunes, and all over the place. And he has new music, and he's just really a sweet, sweet, wonderful human being. Now I want to move on and introduce to you another sweet, wonderful human being that I've recently had the pleasure of making an acquaintance with. She is, I don't know, very intelligent and very intuitive, and she is apparently very familiar with, I was going to say very familiar with the G-spot, but that, you know, that's a possibility. Maybe that's something we could discuss with her, because she is an intimacy and sexuality coach, and she's going to be here with us every week. Her name is Mika Ray, and she's beautiful. Hey, Mika, you there?
Hey, Javon, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. So I wanted this first show, the first time your segment comes on here, to be a sort of getting to know you type segment where not only me, but the listeners get to know a little bit of who you are and how you can help us. I think we all can
great.
A little bit of help in that area of intimacy. I think, yeah, because most people know the mechanics of sex, right? But, you know, it's the intimacy part, right?
Definitely.
So me personally, I want the roadmap to the G-spot. But before we get there, can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Well, my background is in behavioral health as well as counseling. I do couples and intimacy coaching for the LGBT community. I also work with any female who feels they just need that confidence when it comes to being intimate with their sexual partner and just helping them learn their body, learn what it is that they want and desire, and then how to effectively communicate that to their sexual partner so that they can get the most out of that pleasure. Also, my goal is to help women take back that power. There are so many things out there where women are subjected or subjectively on the screen where they are in the booty shorts or in the sex videos or whatever, and they're portrayed as if that's all they're about, and that power is given to the media, it's not their power. So that's my goal with sex and sensuality.
I see. So it's about being sensuous and not sexual, and having sex and having self-esteem, more or less, is what you're talking about.
It's building that sexual confidence, definitely.
So how does one go about that?
Well, there are many different ways. You first want to learn what you want as a person sexually. Learn your body. Learn what spots turn you on your body. Learn what it is that you want someone else to do to you so that you can tell them without it being a push and pull type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
push and pull. Pushing and pulling is bad?
So pushing and pulling is not bad in the grand scheme of things, but it's
bad.
what I mean about that push and pull is you don't want to offend someone. You don't want them to feel less than, but you want them to understand that not everyone is pleased the same way. So how they please the person before you may not be how you like to be pleased. So being able to tell them, you know, well, I like to be kissed here, or I like to be touched there, or I don't like penetration, or I do love penetration, and I want more of that, without them feeling offended about their the way they please someone.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, we are all individuals and need to be treated as such. That definitely goes a long way with pleasing your partner. You have to be really cognizant of what they like. True?
Right, right, definitely. You want to make sure you are also learning the other partner as well, and know that it's not an offensive thing. It's all coming from a place of love. And you want to be the expert on your partner's body anyway. So allow them to teach you, allow them to guide you through that process without it being a confrontational thing.
Let's see if we have a caller that might have a question for you.
Yes.
7469, you're on the air. Hello? 7469?
Yeah, Javon, it's Lynn. Hi. I don't have a question in this area, but, you know.
I live. She acts like she's calling me at home. Javon, this is Lynn. I don't have a question, but let me tell you. Girl, I was with people all day, and they were completely out of pickles.
Well, I was just calling to congratulate you on your show and wish you well with your first show. Mika Ray, it's nice to meet you as well. I'm sorry I don't have any thing to lend in this area. So, yeah. So you can go to the next caller, and I'll get with you later.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Love you much, baby.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Lynn. Hey, Mika. We're going to try another caller.
Okay.
Great. One, six, seven, seven. You're on the air.
Hi, Javon. How are you?
I'm okay. Who's this? Angel? What's your name, babe?
Angel.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
Hi, Angel.
Good luck on your show. I don't have a question for the young lady, but just wanted to say hello and wish you a congratulations.
Well, we both appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling. So I have a question, Mika Ray.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of lesbian deathbed syndrome?
I definitely have heard of lesbian deathbed syndrome.
Can you tell the listeners what that is?
That is when two couples, a female couple, have a period of time where they're not having sex. Sometimes it goes on for maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. And they do not know how to get that passion back.
Right. So how long? Like if you didn't have sex for like a week, is that lesbian deathbed syndrome?
No, because some people don't have sex for a week because they have things going on in their life. So they one partner may, you know, have to work out of town, or they're working all day or all night, or they have kids, or they have meetings. So that's normal to not have sex, you know, for a week. But if it goes on for a month, 2 months, 3 months, that's when you know there's an issue. And then that's when you can call me,
okay,
and I'll help you work through it.
Yeah, so you actually live and work in Georgia, but you are available to do Skype therapy, right? You can counsel through Skype. Is that true?
Right. I have a couple of clients all over. I have some in Florida, Ohio, Virginia. So, yeah, I do Skype. I do Ubu, and I do phone for those who do not want to do Skype or Ubu. And then I also have my office here in Atlanta, Georgia, for my face-to-face.
Cool. So if you had to give a basic, piece of advice to people who are losing their level of intimacy with their partner, and I guess, so what you're saying is if it's been a while and you're not feeling that sexual energy for your partner, what bit of advice would you give in terms of a first step?
A first step. My first step would be making sure it's no health concerns, of course. But other than that, my first step is to romance each other. Start dating again, taking each other out on dates. Because once you feel that romance and you feel like someone desires you, once you start feeling that desire again, it start building that passion in the relationship again.
Right.
So dating, intimate dates, cooking dinner for each other, cooking dinner together, going out to dinner, going to the movies, holding hands, doing the things that you did in the beginning of the relationship, I feel helps bring that passion back.
Right. You're making me want to hold my hand right now. Come here, Cheryl. Let me hold it.
Hold Cheryl's.
Yeah, I'm holding it.
We're holding.
Yeah,
and another thing, too. When you said that, it just made me think about one other thing as well. Developing like a secret code for each other, a secret code for each other when you need to show each other love or when you want to tell the other that you desire them sexually. Develop a secret code so when you are in front of others, you use that code. And it helps strengthen the bond, which in turn helps strengthen the sexual bond with each other.
So, like, if the code was peanut butter, I would say, we're at a party or at a gathering, and I would just look at Cheryl and say, peanut butter?
Yeah, you would say, Cheryl, you know what? I really want a peanut butter sandwich right now.
I think people would really start thinking I was really hungry because I always want a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah, how you feeling right now? I just got your inbox. You okay?
Me, myself? I'm good.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm feeling great. I'm enjoying this segment right now. I'm enjoying the entire show.
Oh, great. See, we got a fan here, I wonder if you're a little biased because you're on the show. But I'm so glad that you joined up with us. I really, really appreciate it. Tell me if you have any events, because sometimes you actually do events where you host not just, you don't just counsel people, but you host events. Tell me a little bit about the events that you host.
Okay, well, I host sex and sexuality seminars. It's more like a party, I guess you would say, but I'm discussing sex, different tips and things that you can do to enhance your sex life, to build that sexual confidence in yourself. I have a bartender who's with me. I have a choreographer, and I also have an adult toy expert who is with me. So we design an entire show just for a group of women to build that sexual confidence. But I like to have my girls with me, my little diva team. I call them my diva team. They're with me to enhance the sexy experience of sex and sensuality, because it's an experience. It's not just a seminar. It's not just a regular seminar. It's engaging. It's fun. We talk. We share. And we grow and we learn together. And I have one coming up in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Give us details about that.
Yes, it's in Columbia, South Carolina on March the 29th. It's being hosted by, well, it's being presented by Women to Women in who's located in North Carolina, and her name is Sybil Twoscore. So she wanted to bring something different to that area, and she asked me to come out, and I'm doing it. We did it first in North Carolina, so now we're moving to South Carolina. So I'm looking forward to that one. And if anyone wants to know about it, they can find me on my page, and I'll add them to the invite. And actually, I'm on the invite for Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and she posted it in there. Dee posted it in there.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
so the information's in there.
Great. So please feel free to continue to post your events in Brunch in the Basement page on the In the Basement page on Facebook.
Okay,
and
great.
When you post on that page, I can share it and retweet it out so that everybody who's connected to me will know what's going on with you. And
well,
I'm looking
great.
Forward
Thank
to your,
you.
I'm looking forward to your next segment, which you're going to do by yourself. And you're just going to talk sex and sensuality, and I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Well, I'll be ready for it, okay?
Yeah, so let me just check with this caller to see if there's a question for you or if this caller just wanted to talk and say hi.
Okay,
so hold on a second.
Great.
511, you on the line?
Hello, Devani. It is Gigi again. How are you?
I'm good, Gigi. You have a question?
Yes, I do have a question for her. How are you? And thank you so much for calling in. And I know myself that this is definitely a concern for a lot of the people that I speak to in the lesbian community, and I appreciate that you have taken your time and gathered knowledge to help us as a whole. But some of the questions that I had, Javon actually did ask over this time. I definitely wanted to know if you were going to have any seminars coming up in the New York, New Jersey area anytime soon.
Well, thank you. First off, Gigi, nice to meet you.
You too.
Thank you. I'm not exactly sure. I'm working on something. Me and Javon, actually, Javon talked the other day in reference to bringing it to New Jersey. So I'm working on that. And as soon as she and I work some things out, I will post the information in Brunch in the Basement. I recently had one in New York, actually, in October. Yes, in October, and it was great. I did it with, I don't know if you all know Trinette Sugar in New York, but I did it with her, and it was a great success. So I'm looking forward to coming to New Jersey.
Well,
and
I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing you in New Jersey.
Oh, well, thank you. We will keep you posted on that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking.
Yes, and thank you. We still have a few more minutes because I'm waiting for the Archbishop to call us. He hasn't called in yet, so if you have any other thing that you want to talk about really quickly, you can let us know about it, Mika. If any other callers want to call in right now, this would be a good time.
I think I'm pretty good, but I'm open for questions and concerns.
Okay, so while we're waiting for more callers and waiting for the Archbishop to call us, I am going to take a liberty right now. Those of you who know me personally know that I am an avid, well, actually I have a problem. My problem is I have an addiction. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm addicted to Chaka Khan. I'm a shockaholic. And I have been since I was 11 years old. And because it's my show and I can basically do what I want to do, I'm going to play a little Chaka Khan right now because this is how puberty started for me. And I'm still almost 100 years old and still in puberty, and it's all because Chaka Khan and this song. So check it out. Tell me something good. Alright, I'm not hearing it. So, alright, for some reason I'm not hearing any of the music. Okay, hold on for a second. Let me see if I can get, are you there, Mika?
I'm here.
Okay, Mika.
Yes.
Can you do me a favor and just talk a little about something? It feels like the Archbishop is having a little difficulty calling in, so please talk to the people for a few minutes for me, and I'm going to see what I can do to help him get on our show, okay? Can you do that? Can you tell us about the second step to intimacy? Like, what kind of date we should go on with our partners that might spark some kind of romantic something, if you have any ideas, or maybe even games we could play. Mika? Maggie, are you there? I lost the show. Hello?
He's trying to really stick around.
Right.
I was trying to get you to scroll down so I could get the number to make sure to give it to him.
Maggie? Maggie? Yeah, call the 40. That's it right there.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Good.
Yes.
It's the radio network. I just got an error message at the top of the screen, so I'm trying to refresh everything, and I'm trying to call, but even when...
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking cheesed up feathered hair, acid washed denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.